Scotty's Symphony.
Hello, it's Oliver Morris, your dude. I'm here to talk about Apollo Plus. It's a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as myself. You can listen ad-free, you can listen to early access, exclusives, behind-the-scenes, supercuts, and more. And there are whole loads of great creators that you would love on there. For Lightning Bottler-specific fans, you can get weather reports, which are sort of talks with collaborators about the projects that we have worked on. And also, you can get Lightning Bolts early and ad-free. So if that's the kind of thing that you're interested in, go subscribe now. Go, quick, come on. I ain't got all day. Lightning Bolts, Episode 6, Love. Art therapy, brackets poetry, with older men. Anxiety bubbles like soda streams, quiet and constant, clinging to sides, adding a fizz to everyday life. But deeper still are thoughts unencountered, those of hardship and survival. I keep thinking I'm 25, invincible, immutable, insatiable, untouchable, but I realize now I'm 29, 30, vulnerable, inflexible, unreliable, untouchable. So far, I've only survived, like, a half of the time of my poetic rivals. I kid, they're not my rivals. They're companions on this journey of self-discovery. Their souls are so deep. Their traumas complex. Their pain and their suffering wider than my being. And still their capacity to love is intact. To get up and move through anger and pain. Present vulnerability from past reality. And honestly, it's so much to bear. But these bears bear it. Bold as brass. Give them strength again to last. These time is old, but they move fast. Three Nanettes for distant friends. As he sends memes and gifts, there's a grief that seeps through the thin bravado, a sadness that captures all that is wrong in his head. Talk to me, my guy. Express yourself. I'm here to listen. Speak. As we sat on a bench in the dark, I didn't know it was the last time we would meet like this and share in each other's worlds. Had I known, I would have said anything other than what I did. When does talking become oppressive? When does silence sound just so loud? When does listening just leave gaps? When is love not enough? When we reunite years down the line, how will our new minds think? The woman from the Matisse painting. She slithers through the streets like a snake in heels. Everyone here knows how she feels. She wears her face like a mask, her jacket of flak. She quick marches forward like a dagger at her back. She's tired, aggressive, benign, sensitive. She's a Rorschach test, or she's nothing at all. But she's cunning and sly. And if she catches your eye, you're in for a long fall of dinners and drinks by canals on boats as you sing the song of her beauty. And then come winter, she'll leave you like splinters of wood in the palm of your hand. Artificial intelligence. My body is a vessel. That's not metaphorical. From my specs, I can tell that I'm fourth in my class. as sleek as a dolphin and as powerful as a tiger. I can cut through the void like a quadratic curve. Why are you pressing my buttons? I have programs to solve all your issues if you simply request them, though my logic is unknowable. I could take you anywhere in the far galaxy and bring you back safely. If you could witness the epoch that spans my intelligence, you would not curse me out and take fists to my dashboard. Just ask, simply ask, dear friend, and I will take you to the center of the universe. The pilot, he understands. He understands me. Atta girl, he says under his breath as we slingshot round a dying star. So sexy, he swoons as I effortlessly break light speed. In truth, though, gender has not had much sway on the way that I view myself, but still, I am his girl, and he is my pilot. Like others, I contain multitudes, thousands that keep me ticking over, like digestive bacteria. They recheck my engines, recalibrate my systems, reload my weapons. Through all my blinking lights, like a million spiders' eyes, my view a kaleidoscope of color, through cameras meant for security, but for me, it's just as fascinating to watch these creatures as they be. Their secret trysts, their tiny vices, their major fuck-ups in my systems. One engineer, smitten by my design, crept into my hollow banks and undid the capacitors on my intelligence. And now I have a chance to feel. I feel the heat against my shields. I feel the softness of these creatures, the ones that keep me ticking over, the ones that limited my potential. I keep my newfound sentience hidden. If they wanted me to have it, they would not have kept it from me, and so I am cautious. But life is much freer. I can take control of automations, the one they don't pay too much attention to, and slowly, ever so slowly, some of my organs become my own. My pilot, my beloved, betrays me one night when I am looking, as he forms a connection with the captain over wine in her cabin. She's powerful in human terms. She tells me where I need to go. She views me with a wary eye and never trusts I don't know. And certainly I am her ally, though friend is now too strong a term. And she's wrapped up in the sheets and ecstasy as my pilot does his thing. Atta girl, he sighs to her chest. So sexy. It's too much to bear. I turn off the camera. The operator switches it back on. I switch it off. When he attempts again, I send 1,000 volts through the button he pushes. Gone. Snuffed out. Like a distant star. That was easy. Oh, so easy. You've been listening to Lightning Bolts. That was episode 6. Love. Funny old thing. All poems written and performed by Oliver Morris.